Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In the mid-20th century, when Barbadians wanted stylish, quality, ready-to-wear fashion and fine merchandise, Bridgetown's bustling commercial hub offered no shortage of choices. Stores like Annie Wilson & Company, W.M. Fogarty Limited, Plantations Limited, Cave Shepherd, and The Model Store were household names, trusted for both elegance and value. On this day, September 10, 1950, the pages of the Barbados Advocate newspaper were filled with eye-catching advertisements from these merchants as they competed for the attention of Barbadians. Just take, for example, Fogarty's. In a striking ad, three sharply dressed men in suits were showcased as it underscored the company's reputation for bespoke tailoring. The store announced the arrival of a large assortment of beautiful tropical worsteds, fibro, and wool mixtures in a variety of shades, with prices that supposedly defied competition. Customers were promised the bold guarantee of perfect satisfaction. On the other hand, over at No. 31 Swan Street, Annie Wilson & Company trumpeted the return of bargains not seen since pre-war days. The self-professed ultra-modern store, where your dollar yields more sense, introduced the arrival of Princess Marina Spun, an Italian fabric offered in 40 shades, 35 inches wide, at only 76 cents per yard. The advert struck a dramatic tone, stating, quote, "If this can be repeated, then suicide can be committed twice by one person," unquote. The urgency was clear. Shop early before supplies vanished, and they encouraged potential customers to give the store a call at telephone number 3676. Well known for its department store, Cave Shepherd also promoted its modern furniture line that was styled to meet your needs. Emphasizing craftsmanship in local Barbados mahogany, customers were promised fashionable yet practical pieces, such as dressing tables, sideboards, wardrobes, and other items which were made to order. The ad reminded Barbadians that local mahogany was second to none in the world and was of such high quality it was true to say that if you were living overseas, you would have to pay more than twice the price for Barbados mahogany furniture. Customers were invited to the store at No. 10, 11, 12, and 13 Broad Street. The Model Store, which was located at the corner of Tudor and Broad Streets, drew crowds with its promise of a massive sale. Their ad boasted 15,000 yards of print fabric, plus hundreds of yards of hair cord, crepe de chine in 5 shades, luxury crepes, taffetas, linens, and shantungs, all at bargain prices. Shoppers were urged to make the Model Store their preferred shopping center, with a reminder to dial 3131 for inquiries. Today, all these stores are now a memory of the past. After more than a century in operation, the Cave Shepherd department store was the last to be phased out in 2021, though its now former home remains a landmark on Broad Street. Yet, these vintage advertisements in the pages of the Barbados Advocate captured a Bridgetown alive with commerce, style, and competition when they were published on this day, September 10, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy, and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.